One of the things we said that during the times of Svira, there's 48, there's 49 days. So we have, so the Alter from Kalman, all the Mashgichim say that during this time of Svira, it's a great time to work on Kinyan Torah. We have 48 days of working on one Kinyan at a time, and then like taking a look back at everything together and seeing what we gained out of it, how we became better, or what we can, which one of them's need, which one of them need work on, or obviously all of them need work, not gonna need work, which is really what I want to get to today. There's so many different things that are necessary for us to learn Torah properly. That sometimes people try to a person can get down, especially these 48 ways. We're gonna take a look at them, and all of them seem like it's even harder than we're ready for. And a person could feel like, you know, this is a little bit too much for me. And more than that, if you need 48 things, I can't do it. And I told you guys yesterday, or I'm telling you now, or all the Mashgichim are saying that you need this, and if you don't have this, you don't have Torah. So okay, forget it. So I'll whatever. Anyways, there's no yeshiva, so I'll just do whatever. I'll forget the Torah thing for me. So we're gonna start the next part, which is like more making it friendly for us and understanding how every little bit makes such a difference. Say as follows. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon said as follows. We learn that Eishes Chayil Miyimsa. He has a stira. Eishes Chayil, we know Eishes Chayil. Eishes Chayil, Rashi and everyone says that Eishes Chayil is really referring to Torah. That the Torah is we're like marrying to the Torah. It's a kalah, and Shua is looking forward. I'm getting married to Hashem. I'm getting married to his Torah. So Eishes Chayil Miyimsa, we say, who could find Eishes Chayil? That's the translation. Can't find Eishes Chayil. It means you can't really, it's very hard to find Eishes Chayil. You almost never find Eishes Chayil. Frek the Gaon, continue on, and we sing, and we say every Shabbos, Rabbois Banois Asu Chayil. Translate, Rabbois Banois. You got that? What does that mean? Rabbois Banois, there's a lot of girls, Asu Chayil. They did chayil. Same word, chayil. So make up your mind. Eishes chayil miyim, so that you can't find it, or rabbis banas asu chayil, that you could find people that are gonna that do this chayil. So what's the pshat? So he says as follows, and then we're gonna apply it to ourselves. The rabbis banas asu chayil means, that's the word, translate the word as asu chayil means they did chayil. Eishes Chayil is someone who is an Eishes Chayil, a full-fledged. I am 100% Eishes Chayil. Rabbi Zvonis Chayil means he did a lot of Chayil. It's easy to find people who do Chayil. One minute we'll see what Chayil is. To do Chayil, you could do a little bit, but Eishes Chayil is someone who's a full-fledged. That is her Metzias, that we don't necessarily find so easily. Now, what is Chayil? What is Chayil? Gematria of Chayil. Yeah, that's there. What's the Gematria of Chayil? Come on, you got it. You gotta say. Good. Gematria of Chayil is 40. You can say it.
48.
48, right? We said 48 Kinyan Yeter. You got it? So the Gaon says, I just told you in the beginning that Eishes Chayil is Torah, right? Is we're marrying the Torah. Eishes Chayil, a person who's 100, has all 48 Kenyani HaTorah, all that, she's a full-fledged Eishes Chayil. Miyimsa, that's very, very difficult to find. However, Rabbis Banas Asu Chayil, they did things that help make the, what's the translation of Chayil? Chayil is a warrior, right? We have people who were the warrior and be able to fight, to learn Torah, and to do, and to be kind of Torah, and to do all the kinyanim. You try with one kinyan, try with a little kinyan, or start with this kinyan and go on to another kinyan and pick up a little bit on another one. Those things, Rabbi Sponis, a lot of people could do it, and that's good. And says the Gaon, that's most people are that way. Eishes Chayil Miyimsa. It's very, very hard. Amazing. Someone who could do that. The Shpitz Talmud Chacham maybe has everything, but for us plain people, our job is to work on one thing at a time to be able to do it. Wow, the Halakha Gershi. Okay. Gersh Yamir. You see, I have Gersh on mute. Wow. Okay, listen. Okay, Gersh, let me tell you what we're doing. You could. Nice. Gersh, it's great to see you. You could unmute yourself if you have anything to say.
It's a new Reese's Puffs.
Please don't give any bad ideas.
It's a new Reese's Puffs came out.
How is it so short? 1 second.
Amazing. Okay. Anyway, listen, let me tell you what we're doing. We're going through the Kinyane HaTorah in Pirkei Avos. And we're in the middle of talking about this 48 Kinyane HaTorah. We spoke about that it's very difficult to get all of them. And I just said over the Gaon. The Gaon says that it's 48 Kinyane HaTorah. And we know Eishes Chayil is like Torah. So Chayil is Gematria 48. And the Gaon says that Eishes Chayil, someone who's a full-fledged Eishes Chayil, 100%, someone who has all 48, that's very hard to find. That's Mi Yimtza, you can't find that. However, Rabbi Zbano Soso Chayil, there's really, really a lot of people that do a little bit of Chayil and a little bit of Kinyani HaTorah. And what we have to understand from there is that even though all the Kinyani HaTorah, each one itself is very difficult and it's very hard for sure to do all of them, but every single thing we do to make ourselves closer to getting Kinyani HaTorah is unreal. And that's our job. That's a chayil. That's the warrior that you need to be. And that's what Kinyani HaTorah are. And we also said that today during Sfira is a time is the most important time for us to work on it. We're trying to get to Torah. How do we get to Torah? So one thing is we know that Hashem gives us Torah. You know, some people we feel like it comes natural to them. You know, you just learn and you get it. But we know that that's not true. We said you have to be kind of Torah. The Kinyani HaTorah. Pasuk says, and those of us who say there's like a sort of a thing you say, you're supposed to say before you walk into the Smedrish, we'll start learning that day. So there's a Yehiratzin you say. In there we say, Mipiv Das Usvuna. That mipiv from Hashem's mouth, das v'svuna. And that means that Hashem's learning together with us. We can only learn, we only have the kayach to learn when Hashem gives us the kayach or helps us learn. Hashem's learning together with us. And then it works, and then it works. So we need the Kinyani HaTorah. Listen to what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish says that, you know, we would think you get one Kenyan, and then you work on another Kenyan. Says the Chazon Ish, no. Chazon Ish says, I'll read it to you on my paper, but kol ha-moisif, anyone who works on more of each Kenyan, so then you get more yediyah, and you get more enjoyment in the Torah. Our problem is we don't enjoy learning. And the reason is because, says the Chazon Ish, because we don't work with Kinyani HaTorah. You're saying you enjoy it. I got it. But if we would work with do it the right way, let's learn how to do it. The Mishnah tells you how to get to Kinyanim. Chazon Ish says you have Kinyanim, you get to enjoy it. It's the only way to get to enjoy it. And again, these Kinyanim are very difficult to do it fully. But a little bit at a time, we're going to go through them one at a time. We'll take it slow. Mitzvah Hashem. We have Elia Lapian. We said over a beautiful thing.
Well, how do you like
Kinyane HaTorah. You have to work on it. Okay. So that is what we're doing. We're trying to figure out what they are. Each one is one at a time. And first we have to understand the purpose of getting Kinyane HaTorah. Why do we have to buy Torah? What does it mean? Let's just learn it. So that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that part of the thing is that we're not just learning by ourselves. We're learning together with Hashem. I spoke a little bit about that, you know, we see people, you know, the Torah tells us to do a lot of things. We see people that know Torah, they know a lot of Torah, but it doesn't do anything for them. It doesn't do anything for them. They just know it. And they know, and they don't look like they're better people. And it bothers us. Why does it bother us? He learns Torah, he knows Torah. Why isn't that enough for you? Because Torah has to change you, and if you become a Talmud Chacham, you should be the guy who's showing what Torah is about. That's you should be doing it right. And there's ways of doing it. And we're gonna try to go through it and try to figure out how it is. What are Kenyani HaTorah? Now this is where it gets a little bit more difficult. You know what I'm saying? What does it do for us? How do we become Kenyani HaTorah? So the Alter from Kelm, he explains that Kenyani HaTorah is not just it's not just to do something and get Torah. It's not magic. It changes you. All Kenyani HaTorah, this is something that's hard, goes against our grain. In other words, you have to do more in order to learn, and basically to get anything, usually, I mean, people think today, and I was talking to some guys, they feel that today is very easy to become rich. Today. I mean, normally not. But today, when nobody has jobs and everyone's suffering from unemployment, it's very simple to get rich. All you got to do is you need $1,000, put it into stocks today. Everything's down. And I'm telling you, in half a year, you're going to be a rich man. No, you see? Everyone's into becoming rich today. I don't know. It's not possible that everyone, all you have to do is have $1,000. This stocks went from 18 to 2, right? And I'm going to put in the ones that went down to 2, there's a whole bunch of them, and I'm going to become rich. I'm going to take all my money and put it in, and I'm going to become rich. Only me and no one else. Ask him. Hashem doesn't do that. Why not? It's not going to happen. I'm not telling you not to invest. It might be a good idea. It might be a good idea to invest.
I'm going to try it.
What?
I'm going to try it.
Try it. But people are... But I can't believe that you're going to... I can't believe that you're gonna become rich that way. Not everyone. So, then, yeah. Anyways, but so I didn't invest in anything. I'm sorry, but there's work. So the Kenyanei HaTorah means that you're going against your grain to learn Torah, to work on it. You get it. You work on it, and it becomes part of you. And each one of the Kenyanim are not easy. And that way you can do it. And then says the Chazon Ish, when you go against your grain and you work much harder than you're really ready to, so then you end up enjoying it. And the more you work, he says, the more it changes from being hard to being enjoyable. And we're gonna learn soon that it's not only when you do all the kiddushim, it's hasmada. The more it's hard for you when someone's trying to bother you, and you learn anyways. Then you enjoyed it. You can't explain it. We'll try to get there, Mitzvah Shem, into each one of the kinyanim. The Or Chaim says, Or Chaim Hakadosh in Parshas Bechukosai. There's a lot of Or Chaim Hakadosh in Parshas Bechukosai is the Or Chaim that says that. What's the niggin? That Torah is so sweet. If only you would know how sweet it is, we would never stop it. How you mishtagim, and we would be crazy over Torah, and we would never leave Torah for a second. That same Or Chaim, and over there in that place, he says that you know sometimes that there's special sodas, the secrets in the Torah. That's hard for us to know. We don't really know, and we don't understand the secrets of the Torah. But you know, when it just happens, it could just happen. You do the Kenyani HaTorah, you work hard, Hashem sends you secrets. And there's things that we're not mystical to understand. There's no reason why you should be able to get a pshat in a rashba that Rikveger didn't get. Or no reason to get a pshat in a rashba that your chavrusa didn't get, or that I didn't get. But if you work on it, it could just, Hashem sends it. We don't understand it. And it's not only in a Rashba, in a good Vort. You could look at a Chumash, read a Rashi, a question everyone asks, and have a beautiful Vort, and you could say that over. It's Hashem sends it. If we believe that the Torah is from Shemayim, which is what we do believe, then we could believe that through Kinyanim, Hashem could give it to us. Hashem can make it better for us. I want to say over in Medrash that I saw in my Sefer, not my Sefer, I use, B'nai Chayil. The Medrash says like this. He brings down from a Sefer called Das Chaim. And the Medrash says like this. The Pasuk says, we know, we say, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, toyasi al tazovu. Translate. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. Hashem gave us a great sale. We got a good buy. It's a deal we got. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. Hashem gave it to us. Toyasi al tazovu. Hashem is saying, I give you a good deal. Don't just forsake my Torah. You got a good deal. You got my Torah. Do it right. Okay? Those are the words of the pasuk. Now listen to this medrash. It's a pella. Men, remember the pasuk says, "Torasi al tazovu." Don't forget my Torah. Says the medrash, "Al tazovu hamekach shenasati lachem." Don't tazovu. Don't forsake hamekach, the sale shenasati lachem that I gave you. Now it's a play on words. Remember, I translate the pasuk. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, Torasi al tazovu. Don't forsake my Torah. Says the Medrash, same thing, just changes the words around a little bit. Al tazovu, don't forget, but don't leave away the mekach shenasati lachem. Same thing. Torasi al tazovu, and then he says the Medrash adds al tazovu mekach shenasati lachem. What's going on? What are we adding over here? So says Bnei Chayil from the Sefer Das Chaim. Very interesting. He says that the pshat is that, you know, you got the sale. You're all excited. You know, that's like after you get a new car, you're so excited and you drive it all the time. You never miss the car. You're never not in the car. Everyone always says, you're always in your new car. But after you get used to it, okay, whatever, someone else will drive you and you don't necessarily need it. But slowly but surely you forget and you get out of the importance and out of the enjoyment of the thing that you got, the sale that you got. You got a good deal. You're all excited. But, hey, guys, look what I got. And then afterwards, okay, whatever. You lose the excitement to it, or you lose the reason to get into it. Says Chazal, I gave you a good deal. You bought it. You made a kinyan to get it. You gave money to it. Don't lose that. Constantly redo it. Make the kinyan again. Enjoy it. Try to make a kinyan again and again and again. Always make the kinyan over and over and over again. Never stop with the kinyan. So this goes back onto what we were saying, is that, you know, whatever the kinyanim are, you do it. It's not a one-time thing. I could have thought, you bought the Torah, Hashem gave us a good deal, you pay for it, now the car is mine. No, you have to put more money into the car, you have to do things to make the car more, like every, you know, it's like, you know, you have these cars from the Shoimrim and the Atzula and Borough Park, you know, like every day they put on a new thing, because how are you making the car more mine? You have to make the same kinyan. You're doing over again. Whatever these kinyan, again, you do it again, you do it again, and then you appreciate it, and then you enjoy it. Then the guy likes his car. If you got a new siren with a different kind of noise and a different whatever, so now you feel good. You feel good about the car. So if we just go ahead and, you know, and once a year, you hear that, you like it. If once a year is the only time that you're making a kinyan Torah, let's say we make a big kinyan on Shavuos, stay up the whole night, you kabbal Torah, you're all excited. And then what happens? Afterwards you forget about it. Okay, whatever. Okay, you'll learn, whatever. No. You have to, it's like you got it new again. Make a new thing. Put a new thing on. Get a new nail, a new what's it called, every day. Make the same kinyan over again. The more you do it, the more you'll enjoy it. No, you mask it to me? That's a way of getting yourself to enjoy the Torah by not once, not twice. Do it over again. And chazr it over, learn it over. Whatever you do, again and again and again, and that's going to make it yours. You'll be able to get it. You know, even Moshe Rabbeinu, after he was upstairs, he was up for 40 days and 40 nights. Rashi and Chumash, in Parashas Kisisa, Rashi says that he forgot it. Every day he's forgetting. He's crying to Hashem, I'm forgetting. I learned, I'm forgetting. So, you know, he cried enough times, 40 days and 40 nights. Hashem gave it to him as a present. If we look at Torah as a present, every single time we learned it, again, we're not necessarily going to get it. Learning doesn't necessarily give it to you. It's the kinyane ha-Torah. It's the work that we do. That's what gives us what we get. Then we could learn. Then we have the ability to enjoy it, to get it, to make a part of us, to feel like a changed person, to be a changed person, to be a Torah guy, not to just be someone who just learned it and whatever. I learned, I know some Torah, it doesn't mean anything, it doesn't change me. But working again and again and again and again, I'm telling you, you can at least be like that Tutzach and Butterbark with a new brand, a new light on the car, and it can feel good.